Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Might be. I didn't realize my headphones were turned down. B. Mitch and Finley, 130. Capital Weather Gang says snowflakes starting to fall south and west of the Beltway. Looks like snow inside the Beltway is a little later this evening, but it's coming, folks. So whatever you need to do to be safe and cool, you know, be safe and cool, all right? It's fairly simple, man. This is your opportunity to be GM. What's your top priority? Where do you want the money to go? Let's start with our guy, Jupe, who apparently Darius is ducking and mad. What's up, Jupe?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all feeling?
Good, buddy.
Brother. How are
you? I'm good. Hey, I'm with B. Got to focus on those trenches first, man. Got to get those trenches shored up. I'm all in on Myles Garrett. And this is one thing, too, I was also thinking about. Definitely, I don't trust Howie up there in Philly. I don't want him trying to make no crazy move to go get Myles Garrett. So it's not only just trying to get him to benefit us, but also playing chess, not checkers, and making a block to make sure Philly don't get him. But after that, I would definitely, if the guys currently that are free agents on this team, definitely want to bring back Eckler. I know you guys won't give me some grief for this, but I like Crowder, man. Bring Crowder back. As far as OZ and De'Ami Brown, I want to shop in a free agency, see if we can upgrade those. But if we can't find nothing better, definitely bring them back. And I want to hear your guys' thought on Keenan Allen, and then that's all I got for you.
I like Keenan Allen. I like Mike Williams. I don't know, B, if you feel differently. I'm not averse to an older receiver that's really good and has shown to be really good over time, as long as the numbers are right.
Yeah, if the numbers are right, I'm with it. But if they want to think they're going to come in and break the bank, then no.
Thank you, Jupe. Always good to hear from you, bud.
All right, for sure.
Yeah. All right. That's our guy, Jupe. Yo, some of this is so bananas, dog.
What?
I know what you're going to say, but just let me finish. So we're talking about players and free agency. And I said, an interesting name for me in that tier three. I wrote the words tier three wide receiver free agency is Nick Westbrook Akine. Some solid production despite awful quarterback play. He's a really long, lengthy player. Shout out to my man Sean Wobb, who responded, I'd rather trade for Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase. Like, are we having the same conversation if I'm talking about Nick Westbrook Akine?
Is that Wobb or Wop?
W-O-B-B.
Okay. Just saying. what he's talking about is asinine and doesn't make a damn bit of sense. Who the hell do you have enough pieces on offense to trade for both of those people? Hell no. If a team give you those two, your whole team is decimated.
But, yo, it's also not – I'm talking about a dude you're going to sign for $7 million bucks because you need people on your roster.
All right. We got a new ban on you. You can post, but you can't read replies for the next 2 weeks.
Dog, I don't know if I can agree to that.
Just post. I mean, post. You don't need to read the replies because the replies seem to that right there. You should have never even said nothing about that because that. I'd rather trade for Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase than trying to sign a young dude who is not going to cost money like them, and nobody going to trade you those people anyway. That was stupid. You should never even touch on that.
But I'm pointing out that I think it's stupid. How about another dude said, give me Luke instead. Luke's on the roster. You're going to need other people on the roster.
Like I said, they are all in. I love Luke. But everybody's all in for Luke. Why? Just because? Because he's Christian's brother. I think the boo could play. But am I so sure that he's going to be able to make it happen?
You know how many catches Luke had last year?
12.
18.
Hey, come on, man.
I got a fix for us, B. Ready?
Yeah.
Mama Stu, make it make sense.
I can't make none of that make sense with what that dude's talking about. That's all our money. I mean, look, I'm with B, man. We got to get these trenches together. I sat there and watched this Madden game live on national TV with these Eagles. Okay? And what that line, the offensive line and the defensive line did. And honestly, you get that right, even like with your secondary. That even if you don't, you know, immediately get that right, or you figuring it out, or you draft another a DB or whatever, you need not only pressure, but you need sacks. You need to collapse those lines, and you need to protect the quarterback. As far as like the wide receiver and stuff, I'm good with like a reasonably priced either a veteran or maybe a guy like JP was talking about, like a younger guy that you can, you know, that's been consistent. I'm good with that. I love Luke, too. I think a lot of people talk about Luke because when you go back, you know, people watch this all 22 and they think they know. But they see the separation he gets. Sometimes he's open, but he wasn't getting the targets. But I love him in the special teams game. I love him in that. But let's get this line shored up. Let's crush on that. And then you can work around that because I think that's what's going to make us successful.
Yep.
Thank you, Mama.
The Eagles' offensive line averaged 6'7", 6'8", 330.
Large.
And then their D linemen are big dudes that are fast. And we up here worried about receivers? Better start worried about getting our lines right. Because if you don't have time, you can't throw it to anybody. They had a lot of speeches on Kansas City. You couldn't catch the ball until they decided to run prevent.
Got to get your mind right. Got to get your line right. Let's take another call here on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Brian is on 695. Brian, is it snowing?
No, man, it's not snowing, man. I'm up here but near Westminster. No snow yet, man.
Okay. Appreciate you.
Y'all keep it, man, because I truck drive, so I don't need any of that snow. Y'all keep that. Ain't got no business. Hey, so I want to play some GM, man. So here's the thing, man. Myles Garrett, I'd love to have that guy. Really would. I mean, I think that changes the whole dynamics of the defense. But I feel like with Detroit and Philadelphia, it's going to wind up being a draft for trying to get that guy. So I'm not counting on him. And I agree with B. Mitch and what you said. With what we had on the field, we had a top 10 offensive line. If we tackle the offensive line and deep line, we can really make some things cook. So I'm down with Khalil Mack, bringing that guy in. You know, I'd like to see them go for Osa from the Cowboys, bring that guy in to help, bring him in. DJ Reed, I know that guy seemed like he was really upset when we signed Lattimore. He was upset. He wanted to come to us. And maybe that's an option. And then whatever, you know, as long with that line, I'm also interested in Chris Godwin bringing that guy in. You know, I know he was injured last year, but he's a ball-out guy. I think he'd be good for us. I don't know. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. Also, Rico on Street Sports mentioned that Baltimore has a backup left tackle that's coming up for free agency. Maybe that might be a nice look for us to put somebody else on that line and then go into your draft, running back, tight end, you know, maybe another corner. out of their trap.
Brian, I got a boogie here, brother. Thank you. That was a great call. He did start to name like 17 positions there by the end, so got to cast a wide net. But my question, pitch a big
everybody
test,
say
man,
Detroit and Philly. Detroit and Philly got a lot of people on their roster. Do they have enough salary cap space to fit him in?
No.
So why do they automatically assume well too that they're going to? Those guys have drafted and they got people.
Teams that are really good. Here's what you do, and everybody can get as excited as they want about the rookie, about having a rookie quarterback on that rookie contract.
Mm-hmm.
Having the quarterback's what matters, yeah. And then you got to draft well.
Draft
that's how it works.
Them. Yeah,
I'm gonna knock these last two out though because they stayed on hold. Alex in Vienna, is it snowing?
It is not snowing yet.
All right, who are you signing?
First of all, if I had to use the first three draft picks on O-line, I'm doing it because got to keep the quarterback healthy. That's the only reason this team is good is because of the quarterback. Let's protect him. Let's create holes for the running backs. You do that, and you're in good shape. If I was going to spend my money on a big name, I'd go for Mekhi Becton, the O-lineman, first of all. You got to replace Cosme for a few weeks next year, and then he can slide after tackle where he originally played when he was drafted. And it hurts the Eagles. So it's a win-win. But I'm all about the O-line, man.
Yeah, Becton's an interesting one. He's a huge guard. It's working there.
He's humongous.
They drafted him as a tackle. Clearly didn't work there. That was a high draft pick from the Jets. The Jets are a broken organization. I don't hate that. Thanks for the call, Alex. Appreciate you, bud. Jalen down in Richmond. I know it's snowing in Richmond, Jalen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Good afternoon, JP and B. Mitch. Yes, it is.
All right, who do you want?
It's coming down good. Myles Garrett will be my number one priority. If made available, we need a game changer, and I feel like he is that. But not just that, he's also a closer. We have our closer on offense with Jaden Daniels. Myles would immediately upgrade our pass rush and our run defense. And then, similar to what previous callers have said, I also want to prioritize upgrading the offensive line, particularly at right tackle and the interior of the O-line. So if we can control both lines of scrimmage, I think that's going to propel us forward with being where we want to be at, which is competing with Philly and getting back to where we were. Thank you guys for taking my call. Hail to the Breaking In Gold.
All right, brother.
Thank you, brother. Stay warm. Stay warm in that Richmond snow. We've got a new check-in. Our guy Steve Taylor in Old Town says it's snowing.
All right.
A lot of different ways they can go. It feels unique to believe in the direction of the front office, whatever it is they do.
We all saying this, but I know who's already thinking it, the man over there running things.
Yeah.
And he probably has a better idea of anyone we think. We talk about what we like. He talks about what he knows.
Odyssey celebrates President's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.